Call the February 9th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
I'm here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Leone?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Excused.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Excused. Please, we have a quorum. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Glad to see a nice crowd here tonight. Welcome. We do bite. No, I'm just kidding. Item B1, approval in the minutes of the January 19th Plan Commission meetings. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Is it going to be one of those nights?
Maybe.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C1, Indian Community School Natural Resource Special Exception, a public hearing. Mr. Fuchs.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, February 9th, 2017 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application from Indian Community School of Milwaukee, Inc., property owner, for a special exception to the natural resource feature provisions for property located at 10405 West St. Martin's Road, zoned I-1 Institutional District. The requested special exception to natural resource feature provisions is for the purpose of allowing for filling, grading, and construction of a proposed system of trails, approximately 600 lineal feet, boardwalks, approximately 600 lineal feet, an observation deck, outdoor classroom, elevated platforms, piers, and creation of four wetland scrapes, ponds approximately 1 acre in total size within the adjacent to wetlands located north of the existing school building, 625 linear feet plus or minus of 8 foot wide boardwalk on piers, 225 linear feet plus or minus earthen trail on 0.03 acres, approximately 1,180 square feet of fill to be placed within the wetland, and 4 wetland scrapes totaling 0.96 acres plus or minus, also within the wetland as part of the mitigation for the project, in addition to ongoing prairie maintenance and buckthorn removal.
Appears we have a properly noticed public hearing. Before I open a public hearing, Mr. Deedle, you want to, is a representative of the applicant? Why don't you come on forward, have a seat at the table, and give us your name and address, please.
My name is Tim Hayes, Hayes Engineering. I'm here as a representative of the community school. Mr. Fuchs gave the address for that. My address for Hayes Engineering is 316 North Milwaukee, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Let the record reflect that Commissioner Haley has joined us at 3 minutes after. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. As there's a public hearing on this, and then anybody who wishes to speak will have to be sworn in, and I believe the city attorney will do that. Most of the details were provided in the public hearing notice. I would add to that a map of the proposed project area is shown on the screen, of course. In color, the blue is those wetland scrapes or ponds. That lighter bluish green is an existing pond. That darker line through the middle of that, so that larger area is like a wetland. The blue areas would be scrapes to pull out the cattails and open up the water. That darker line that goes through about the middle of it from northeast to southwest would be the boardwalk. There's grassy trails that connect from the existing grassy trails to the edge of the wetland to the boardwalk. And then, of course, on the far north end, there's going to be a partial boardwalk, partial earthen berm. So that's what they're proposing to do, add those features. Along that boardwalk will be the observation areas and so forth. So that's what they're proposing to do. As with all natural resource special exceptions, this matter was reviewed by the Environmental Commission. They recommended approval. No other added recommendations or conditions. They did have one suggestion. Their suggestion was if it was possible, if the Indian Community School could open up this area to public school kids for educational purposes and maybe possibly potentially even to the general public in some instances. But that was only a suggestion.
Let's clear up a couple of things before we get into the public hearing portion. Describe what a wetland scrape is.
So again, most of that wetland or all of that wetland is full of cattails. Not very good for wildlife habitat. It's almost, it's like when you have one plant species and that's it, it's not very good for wildlife habitat. They want to pull some of those areas out and plant some other stuff in there to make it a little bit better. So again, the wetland is all chock full of these cattails. They want to scoop out some of those and some of the sediment that's filled in the wetland as well and open that up so that those areas would be like open water with new native vegetation, at least around the edges. I think they have a possible longer-term plan to even do more than that. But at a start and beginning, that's what they would start with. And I could also note as well that they've already received their Army Corps and DNR permits for this project.
In your professional opinion, a wetland scrape is a good thing?
Yes. The only thing I would add is if there are invasive species like cattails in there, it's going to be a tough job to keep them in check. But trying to do this is a good thing.
Mr. Hayes, you want to add anything?
It's a good description. I don't have much to add as far as the technical parts of it go. Unless there's questions, I can certainly answer those. I've discussed with the client, or my client, the Infinity School, the access for students in our schools and gotten a very positive response on that from them. So I think that's something that we can certainly work towards. And public access, I think we would need to probably explore that a little bit further, like just exactly how that would work. But again, I've gotten a very positive response on opening this up to certain for educational purposes and explore the public access on that.
Well, I was the alderman of the district when the Indian Community School picked this location, designed the building, and laid it out. They've always been excellent to work with, very cooperative. They've worked well with our school district on some joint classes and things like that, so I certainly can work that out. Okay, this is a public hearing. I'll open a public hearing. Any citizen wishing to speak on the matter, we'll even entertain some questions. Come forward, give us your name and address into the microphone. But you will be required to be sworn in. So give us your name and address.
One.
Swear in first.
Yeah. All right. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Jerry Willicott. I live at 8485 South Deerwood Lane, which is one of the condos in Deerwood Estates, which is adjacent to the eastern border of the Indian Community School. Right there.
Value. All of that.
We run all the way down
all
to Wood Lake. Some questions. Once the notice went out to all the people, I got emails raising questions. Are they going to need a well for a water source? And what effect will that have? Does it tie into our pond that's to the south end? And the part of that runs onto Indian Community School, but from what it looks like, it's all up on the north end, the work that they're doing at this time, correct?
That's correct.
Oh, yes. We're going to need to swear you in, too. So
okay.
This is a local ordinance requirement. It's not normal, but
well,
it's normal
same,
for this.
It's the same as a variance
yeah.
under statute. So. Raise your right hand.
Mr. Rose.
You promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Tim Hayes, 316 North Milwaukee Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53202.
Thanks. Do you want to take care of Mr. Willicott's question?
Sure. There is no well associated with this project. There are no wells on the site that are actually being used. The well that was originally for the farmhouse has been capped off.
So the water source is going to be
municipal.
It's just natural drainage into the wetland at this point. We're not adding water per se
I know all our water in the pond comes from our roofs, our driveways, whatever that are in a storm sewer that feeds into the pond. I don't know if the same is the case with the Indian Community School, where all that runoff water goes.
The storm water at that end of the site. This end of the site drains through this pond here, and then this pond overflows eventually into the wetland complex, and all that drainage goes north from there. there's some portion of the site here that does work its way into this pond, but we're not changing anything at this end of the site next to the pond or into that pond adjacent to your development.
Okay. You said the water goes north. My understanding, though, when they redid St. Martin's Road, there's no culvert or anything going north of St. Martin's, so all that water's trapped to the south of St. Martin's Road, correct?
This wetland complex here drains to the north, and it goes through several of our complexes and eventually under 116.
Under what?
116. Okay. There's between a 3 and a 5 foot gradient between this wetland here and where it ultimately goes underneath 116th Street.
Okay. And I got some emails concerned about the observation decks, towers, whatever, what kind of height they were going to be, because all the bedroom windows of the condo units along the west side of ours, east side, are there. People were concerned that people would have access to look into the back of their buildings depending on the height of those. Do we have knowledge of what the height of the...
Cool. Thanks, Ed. We haven't... I don't think that's even remotely possible at the boardwalk itself will be several feet above the standing water. And we'd like to have one area that's a little bit higher that would serve as more or less an outdoor classroom that would be enough that when children stand up, they can see over the top of the cattails. So the cattails are probably 6 to 8 feet tall. And so that final height would be adjusted so that they could see over that. But it would not be a tower or any type of observation deck that's raised up enough that they can see back. Plus, it's... the distance from here back to these kind of areas is it's quite a bit.
Okay. 1042 Binox worked very well. No, just kidding.
No joking around tonight.
You didn't say that before.
Okay, all right.
Got to have levity or otherwise these meetings, I don't know.
yeah, right, Mark.
There is a berm all the way along the east side, except it really gets low as you get up towards St. Martin's Road, and that's where the big concern was, because based on reading this, that's where the development was going to be.
Well, there's a berm area right in here. This berm here is a good 8 to 12 feet above the roadway. So in this area in here is probably 6 to 8 feet.
So you're talking the berm where the sign is?
The berm where the sign is up in here. So no, that's, but yes, there is a berm there. This area here is built up as a berm, as is this area right here. So I don't think it's even remotely possible that the type of height we're talking about in this area down here in the wetland.
Well, the community school did a beautiful plan along the berm with all the pine plantings and everything else, which have grown immensely since in the last 8 years. So I think that would block it up. But that was the one concern, is what kind of height would that platform have?
Well, again, it would be high enough. We'll set that once we get a good idea of what the maximum cattail height is. We're not trying to build something that stands out in the landscape, per se. We're trying to get it up high enough that when the kids are out there, they can look out over this instead of being walking through a cattail tunnel.
It makes sense.
We want to get up high enough they can see out. It certainly is not a taller, per se.
If any other residents that are here from Deerwood have questions, do they have to bring it up themselves, or could they tell me, you know?
We would prefer that they bring them up themselves.
That's all the questions I have.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak? Please, ma'am, come forward, give us your name and address.
I just have one question.
And before you do that, raise your right hand.
I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Please state your name and address.
Welcome.
When you say observation deck, I'm assuming there will be more than Jerry mentioned, but not beams or telescopes or anything of that nature, or am I wrong?
Oh, boy. I guess I haven't. This is a bit of a curveball. Two things. Number one, I don't think that there's, again, I don't think it's even remotely possible with the sight lines that from what we're talking about being, 4 to 6 feet above the water would be if there'd be any way from that location to be able to see back into any of the windows.
No, I meant with the
even with binoculars. When I say sight lines, I'm using that term in the sense that a line of sight would have to be high enough that it would see over the top of the berms. And so that line from where somebody might be standing on that on the boardwalk or on this platform that's slightly raised up from that, that line of sight, in order to be able to see into the buildings in your development, they have to bore a hole through that berm in order to have that sight line be contiguous or to be able to see through that berm. So all they can really see from this position might be the rooftops of your buildings, not
actually,
necessarily.
I can see that the pond from my living room window.
Which pond is that?
The
first
pond.
This pond right here?
Yeah.
And where are you?
Yeah. I'm on the ranch condo as you enter, adjacent to your driveway.
Up on the corner here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can see, especially now, when the grass and everything is low.
The berm is very low up there versus the rest of it. You have to wear your finest gear.
I guess I can note that. That's been something I guess we need to discuss.
Well, we have some conflicting purposes here. The school's purpose is for the school children. During the school day, then our environmental commission, and I think the community as a whole, has asked for access without any specified time. I would be concerned, if I had a concern, I would be concerned about that rather than the school children who would be supervised. That would be my comment to that.
If I may, the children right now have full access. They could come up on the berm, et cetera. Our concern is not the children. You know, it's others. And I know on that end, the berm is very low. And as she says, she can see the pond from her window. So if you build any deck, any height, it'll even provide a better sight line.
We'll take that concern. We'll understand. Anyone else wishing to speak? Don.
My name is Don Seabar. I live 8830 South 116th Street.
Mr. City Attorney, we all know Don.
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Don only tells the truth.
Now, you said something about drain off onto 116th Street. Now, is that going to drain into the existing pond that's back there now? Off 116th, two neighbors down from me? There is a pond there, and that pond does not have any place for the water to go, but when it fills up, it comes over my way.
Are you south of Myers Court?
Yes.
Okay. The drainage path eventually from here eventually goes out through that large wetland complex that's to the south of the athletic fields that are on St. Martin's Road. And then it goes out between those, along the back of those lots, so maybe one lot over from where Myers Court is,
right?
So that's the natural drainage path. So, yes, ultimately, the drainage from this end of the site, it does exit in that direction.
It will go to that pond eventually.
I'm not familiar with which pond you mean, but there are several.
One is the Glaskowski property. He has a pond back there.
We don't have a map to put up, but Don, if I may, let me ask a question that I think might answer your issue. Mr. Hayes, what is the source of water for this pond?
Stormwater runoff.
Do you anticipate that there will be more runoff in this pond?
No change
from what it is today. Does that help you, Don?
Well, he stated that there would be a runoff going to 116th Street. Where is it going to go on 116th Street?
Let me correct that a little bit to clarify. The stormwater from this part of the site now and always did go through this wetland complex and then eventually work its way to the north and then off to the west under 116th Street. And the reason I brought that up is that there was a question about this pond down here and to what extent what we're doing up here would be affecting this. And my answer was there's no effect whatsoever on this pond at this end of the parking area because this area drains out that other direction. And so I was really just trying to clarify.
But is that going to just make me more wetland in my property?
Maybe it's going to reduce it because there'll be more, these scrapes here perhaps create more storage. So if anything, it would be slightly less during peak events.
I can't see it. It's going to drain into the back side of my property.
It already does, though.
Well, there is wetland there, but it's going to be more wetland coming, more water coming in there.
No, it'll be less. During the peak events, all things being equal, these areas will probably retain just a slight bit more water than what they do right now.
What's the depth of the scrapes, maybe?
We're going to we need to do this one person at a time. For the rest. I'm not yelling at you. I'm just saying.
So back to your question, the increase in the runoff, as a practical matter, won't change. But there will, if anything, be a little bit more storage.
How can it not change if you're going to add more, dig more, and make that water run off further? What do you mean you can't change? That water is going to have to go somewhere.
Well, it's there now. The phreatic surface in that wetland complex will remain about the same. It really won't change. But during deep events,
you're positive of that?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Don, let me try to help this. Right now, there are see these blues? Right now, there are cattails in there. And those cattails occupy space. That space is now going to be opened up and available for storage of the water that currently exists there. So really what you're doing is, as Mr. Hayes said, and I'm not sworn in and I'm not an expert, but because you're removing the cattails, you're now gaining more surface area for that water to stay in. So in essence, they're not adding any water to it, but they're giving it a little bit more room to stay. So it may help you. Not hurt you.
You're making it a larger area, a lot of larger wetland, right?
No, just making the wetland more volume without digging any holes. Because you're taking, you plant a bush in the middle of a pot that'll accept so much water. You take that bush out, you still have the same pot, but your water goes down because you got more area to put it. Is that fair, Mr. Hayes? Did that help, Don?
It remains to be seen how that's going to work out.
Just so everybody understands, Mr. Seabar's had a water problem for years, decades. And so he has a concern about it. So.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
What a clarification.
Give us your name. It gets retorted.
Terry Willicott.
Thank you, Terry.
You're not expanding the current wetland as far as its borders. Okay, so all you're doing is removing cattails out of the existing wetland, doing a scrape that may increase the depth somewhat because you talked about sediment removal. So the volume of water that could be held in the existing area, as I understand it, will be greater than currently. Okay.
You're better than me.
Only if you build more parking lot and more buildings will there be more runoff.
Thank you. Anyone else? Ma'am, please. You got it. Raise your right hand, please.
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do. My name is Rosemary Wazorek, and I live at 8641 South Deerwood Lane. And I live in the fourplexes, so my property faces the south side of your conservancy, and there is sort of a wetland running in through that area. So I'm just wondering exactly where that is in relationship to the your proposals. You know,
you're on Deerwood,
right on Deerwood, on the horseshoe.
There's a